Well, Jack, how have you enjoyed the little break that you've just had in the international break?
Yeah, it's been good, you know, to get a few days off, recharge the batteries and that, probably spend some time with the family, friends. Now we're back this week, ready to go for game on Saturday against Watford.
Did you feel it was needed, that little break, like you said, to recharge?
It's always nice to get a break away from football. You know, I missed it, to be fair. Waking up on a Saturday, not being able to play, but you know, needed a break. We had a good run. Ended up with a point away at Leeds. We conceded kind of a sloppy goal at the end, but you know, we'd take a point from a good side. I think they're a very good side, different from the team that we played last year, where we beat them at home comfortably. But you know, we will take any point to keep going and to keep moving forward, and hopefully this Saturday at home we can grab all three.
What did you do with your Saturday last week then? Because fans will have to find something to do. They might be dragged out shopping or have to paint the shed, as one of the journalists here was telling me earlier on. But what did you do with it?
To be fair, again, woken up by the kids at like 8 o'clock in the morning. So you know, no, spent my time with the family. Day out, like you say, probably don't know what to do with yourself, so you end up doing other things. But I spent my day with the kids and that.
It gives you a chance to reflect on that opening part of the season. You mentioned the Leeds game there, but when you reflect on it as a whole, do you look at it and think we could be even better off in the league from where we are at the moment? It's been a good start, but it could have been even better.
Yeah, I think you could always say that, but you know, I think the way we've played this season, we've started off well and we've carried it on. The last break, before we had the international break, we went away with 8 points. This break, before the break came, we end up with 9 points. So we're progressing bit by bit. You know, we're not far off. All the teams are ahead of us. You know, there's a few points gap between us. So hopefully, you know, we can stay in and around there. And keep pushing, you know, pick up as many points as we can to keep going until the next international break.
Has that been the talk within the players then and amongst the squad? Just let's keep going, let's keep this run that we've had so far this season going.
Yeah, you know, because if you look at it, the Championship is tough this season. You know, a lot of teams, you know, you've got probably where we're not put in to go into like the top six or do very well from the beginning of the season. You know, I think we've proved a lot of people wrong. We've played well. We've started off very well. And, you know, I just think it's important that we carry on that run. We keep working hard. That's our philosophy, you know, to outwork teams, to run more than them, and then our qualities will come on top. And then hopefully we can carry that on.
The squad's been pretty settled, hasn't it? The starting lineup's been fairly settled this season. You've obviously benefited from that as well. Do you think that has been a big benefit for everyone in that side?
Yeah, I think there's a consistency in the squad. You know, I think everyone's playing a part. You know, the people look at only the starting 11, but I think there's a few games where you know people's come off the bench and done very well and changed the game for us as well. You know, like I remember at Birmingham when we didn't start pretty well. We changed personnel and Jeremy came on and he'd done really well, scored a goal. Stevie May has been scoring as well. And I think everyone, even people who's not been starting, you know, the spirit is high and, you know, they've come off the bench and have changed the game for us, whether they got the assist or the goal. So, you know, as a group, you know, as I said before, we're a tight group and we're all working together to achieve our main goal.
Yeah, it does seem quite a tight-knit group. I suppose you're not just colleagues, you're mates as well, I suppose.
Yeah, we do a lot of stuff together, you know. I think everyone gets on well, everyone talks to each other. We do stuff outside of training as well. We go for food and all that stuff. And not only that, I think we have a lot of banter within each other, you know, which keeps the group really good and the spirits high. And we're working hard for each other, which is the most important thing. And hopefully we can keep this team spirit, which will get us far.
And turning back to attentions on the field now, I think it's 5 of the next 8 games that are at Hillsborough. And Stuart Gray's told us he wants the home form to get going now. He wants it to really pick up.
Yeah, I think that's important. You know, I think our away form is probably better than our home form. But you know, I think we wanna make Hillsborough a fortress, and we wanna start winning more games than drawing or losing. I think that would be important for us this season. You know, it's a thin line between success and failure, and the games at home are going to be the most important ones to get the points, the maximum points, and hopefully we can start down Saturday.
Is that about trying to relish playing in front of a big crowd at Hillsborough, as opposed to maybe at certain times feeling a little bit like that crowd can have a negative impact if things aren't going right, I suppose?
I think the whole group concentrates on the game itself more than, you know, the surrounding. You know, of course it's nice playing at home, a big crowd. I think even away we will always take a maximum amount of fans as well, so we always hear them. But you know, I think we all concentrate on the game in hand, and wherever we play, especially at Hillsborough this Saturday, I'm hoping it's going to be an amazing atmosphere, and hopefully they can carry us as well and give us the motivation and the push to get all the 3 points.
What do you know about Watford then?
I know a lot about them. You know, you just look at them last season or season before, they've always been in and around playoffs, you know, and they've got top quality players, and we just need to work harder than them and push them and you know, and play our football. I think that's the most important thing. You know, we can't always look at the opposition. I think we've got to concentrate on ourselves, and hopefully our qualities will outshine theirs.